Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O wonderful and gracious Father, we thank you for this day. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, open our hearts and minds to receive your word this morning. We thank you for all your blessings that you have rained upon us. And we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise in the matchless name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. What a beautiful morning. This morning I just want to share a word from the Lord, from my message title, Are You Off Track? Are you off track? Many of us have a list of desires we have, a list of items we want to accomplish. It might be a very short list or a very long list, but it's the desires that we might have. Desires that we think that we can accomplish over a certain period of time. There is nothing wrong with having plans or having desires and things that we want to accomplish. The question is, however, whether these desires put us on a track that allow us to grow in the things of the Lord. In other words, was it bathed in prayer? Is it God's will? We list these accomplishments that we are working towards, and sometimes we get off track because other things interfere, or we seek after other things. It is very easy sometimes to get off track on a desire, maybe to eat healthy or to lose weight or to exercise. We might have that desire to exercise, and we might commit to 5 days a week, and after a couple weeks, we are down to 4 days, and as time goes on, we are down to 3 days a week, and then 2 days, and after a time, we have not used the treadmill in a couple of weeks, and it is now used as a clothes hanger. We got off track. And that can happen from a spiritual level also, where we get so involved with other things, or things command our time and our space and our relationship. We are off track. But we, in our walk with the Lord, need to be on God's track. And that's the track that can be accomplished, can be made, as we have a relationship with Him. But when we get off track, It is at that point that you and I must seek God's guidance and strength to turn things around. We need to get back on track. Our response to the situation should not be trying to do everything ourselves without bathing it in prayer, without seeking God's guidance, and allowing the things of the world to hold us captive. Yes, the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. And too many times we look at all the things, and all the things become the things that we seek after, and it becomes our God. We begin to seek after it. And that's when we are off track. But there's a requirement in our spiritual life to be on track, to be on God's track. You see, the scripture is full of parables, experiences, events that allow us to understand what it means to be off track. One of the events, I should say, one of the stories that was told in the Gospel of Matthew is used for other examples, but I looked at it, and as I examined it, I realized that one of the elements that can be garnered from this story can bring down to a simple way that requires us how to live on track. It's a teaching story. And in the book of Matthew chapter 19, and I would read from the New International Version, beginning at verse 16. This is a story about a young man, and a rich young man. And he was doing everything he thought he knew what he should do to be on track with one of his greatest desires. That's the desire of eternal life. He desired eternal life. He wanted to seek after it. Yes, he was rich, but he had a good desire. This young man wanted the right things, and he was seeking an answer, and he went to the right source. He went to Jesus. And beginning at verse 16, it says, just then a man, speaking about a young man, came up to Jesus and asked, teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? In other words, he wanted to know what he needed to do to enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus says, why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, and there is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments. So right away, Jesus is telling him two things. God is the righteous one. There's only one good one. Because at that time, that young man addressed Jesus as a teacher, so he didn't understand that he was the Savior. Jesus had not come to that point. He didn't understand that. That was not in his understanding. So he says there's only one, is God. He didn't understand that Jesus came from God and Jesus was the Son of God. He didn't understand that at that point. So Jesus brought it to him and he says, you want to enter life, keep his commandments, keep God's command. He had the law. They operated according to the law. In other words, right away Jesus brought him to the point and said, you need to obey. You need to obey the commandments. And he said, which ones? Oh, he's just like us. He want to pick and choose. He says, which ones I have to do? Which one of these I have to do? In other words, he is prepared to make his own list. He wants to be on his own track. I'm going to do this. He thinks it's buffet style. Like most of us think about in the relationship with the Lord. I'll do some of this. I'll do some of that. I'll obey this. So Jesus went on and he said, Jesus replied, he says, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as yourself. And the young man replied, all these I have kept. What do I still lack? Yeah. He's asking. He's saying, I'm perfect, but I can't figure out what do I still lack? I obey all of these things. Sound just like some of us today. And Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. And Jesus would say, if you want to be perfect, that word perfect in the Greek is complete. If you want to be complete, he says, come, follow me. In other words, Jesus is saying, come into relationship with me. That's the key. You want to enter kingdom in heaven? Come into relationship with me. You get eternal life. Eternal life is in the kingdom of God. Hear what happens. When the young man heard this, he went away sad. He's unhappy. He's not contented. He came to Jesus to get contentment. He was lacking one thing. How do I get to this thing? Eternal life. I want to get to eternal life. But guess what? I have this thing called. And the scripture says, because he had great wealth. He had something that he thought was more valuable than relationship with Jesus. He had great wealth. He was off track. He had great wealth. And it kept him. He was in the claws of it. He was oppressed by wealth. That is supposed to make us happy. This is how it's so twisted when we make the other things our God and not God. When we replace other things. And we don't seek God when other things has taken God place and space and time. And there's no relationship. He's sad. He didn't want to give up that wealth, although it didn't make him happy and didn't give him that desire that he had, which was eternal life. At that point, Jesus then turned to his disciples. He said this to his disciples. He said, truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. And when the disciples heard that, they were greatly astonished. They were like, okay, Jesus, what's going on? What are you trying to say? So then they asked Jesus, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You see, nothing that holds control of you, if you turn it over to God, he can pull you away from it. He is able. He is able to put you on the right track. Jesus emphasized that God's law was perfect. The young man did not measure up. But he did not love God more than his wealth. So he held on to it in his sad condition. His money was more important than the relationship with Jesus. When Jesus said, "Follow me," it's just like the sheep following the shepherd. And Jesus said, "He is the shepherd." But this young man was not willing to be any sheep. His heart was in his wealth. It had him captured. It oppressed him. And he was not content. This young man was off track. He desired the blessing of eternal life, but wanted it his way. He was off track. What are you holding on today? What are you holding on today? Who are you holding on today that is keeping you from relationship with Jesus? To be on track requires obedience to God's word and to God's way. So we must let the love of whatever or whoever, let the love of that go. Don't let it keep us from following and obeying God's word. He must fill our time and space. We must follow him as the sheep follows the shepherd. And when we get into that relationship, we will be on track. It is simple. The one thing that we must do when we obey him is to trust him. That's why he told his disciples, "With man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible." In other words, there is a trust element there. Not in man, but in God. He makes it possible. So we have to trust and obey. Those are the two things that's going to get us on track. So if we are off track today, then we must trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Those words were words from a song that many of us sang when we were very young. The words go like, "When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way." He shows us the way. He shows us the way. While we do his good will, not our will, but his will, he abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey. Obedience is the required ingredient as we trust in the Lord. Obedience is the requirement for obedience to the Father. Obedience to the Word. Obedience will allow us to grow our trust factor. Because with God, all things are possible. Trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. God bless. Amen.